1 Corinthians chapter number 2, we're going to read verse number 1 through verse number 5. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in meekness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now listen to this, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen. What a message. Paul was writing to this church, and they were a carnal church, and they were a divided church, and there were problems in the church. But Paul wrote to them with his heart, and he said, God's doing this work, and I preach to you, and God saved you, and he's the one that's doing the work. This isn't built upon man's wisdom. This isn't built upon some system or some corporate Christianity. This is real. That's what he told them. It's real. And I thought of three different things and I'll just give them to you very quickly and then I'll shut up. Three things about making a difference. Three things that we need right here in Asheville, North Carolina to make a difference. Number one, we need someone to care enough to come to them. Someone to care enough to come to them. You know, Paul said in verse number 1, when I came to you, Paul came. Paul came because he cared. He cared for them. And maybe things didn't go the way he thought it went or should have gone. Maybe things didn't go the way we think they should go. But if we care enough to come, God will do a work. And if we're just trusting him, God will do the work. And they were cynical against Paul. They attacked Paul's character, but you know, they attacked the Lord Jesus also. And they did the same thing to him. But what will make a difference? James 1:27 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. These are things that we must do if we want to make a difference. You need to care enough to go. When's the last time? Let me ask you this: when's the last time you cared enough just to spend time with people, just to stop? Maybe somebody at your work. Maybe somebody at your school. Maybe it was somebody in a nursing home. Or maybe it's just a cashier or somebody along the way. When's the last time that you just took a few moments of your time and showed them that you care? We're not really sacrificing that much, are we? Do we care? Do we care? And then secondly, what is going to make a difference? They need someone determined enough to declare to them the truth. They need someone determined enough to declare unto them the truth. And that's what Paul said in verse number 2. Verse 1, he says, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And people, they'll try to steer you in a different direction. They'll try to put you on some kind of rabbit trail about the so-and-so preacher did this and that church and a bunch of hypocrites and all that. Just look over that and determine that you're going to tell them the truth. And God will bless that. Now, you have to know when. And you got to be sensitive to God's Spirit. You can't just go busting in somebody's house and tell them they're going to hell and they need to get saved, you know. You can't do that. It requires time. Building relationships with people. And that takes sacrifice. And that takes giving of ourselves. But it's rewarding. It's rewarding. When God does the work, it's rewarding. And that's what happened in Corinth. It was Sin City there. But God did something. You know, God appeared to him one night in a vision, and the Lord Jesus, and said, "Don't fear. Do not fear, Paul." He said, "But preach. For I have much people in this city." The Lord Jesus already knew who he was going to save. And Paul didn't have any idea. You don't know who you talk to, what God is already doing in their hearts. And with a little determination, you don't know what God will do. Maybe. I had somebody in my workplace. I never thought this lady would get saved. She was a piece of work, let me tell you. And I worked for Milko Dairy for 17 years, and I went by there to visit the guys in the shop, and she come running through the shop, and just tears streaming down her face. I thought, what is this? And she said, "I just wanted to tell you that I got saved, and your life made a difference in my life." And I don't think I did anything. I don't remember ever telling her the gospel. But she said, "I just watched your life, and it had an impact on my life." You don't know, folks, who's watching you. Amen. People are watching. And lastly, they need somebody that's real enough to relate to them. Somebody real enough to relate to them in their fears and their weaknesses. Paul said, "I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words." You know, Paul was just a man. He wasn't Christ. He was just a man. And they were able to observe him. He came there. He got a job. I mean, he's working alongside of people. He started sharing his faith with people. They didn't really like it. But God established Paul in that year and a half that he was there. And God made a difference through the Apostle Paul because he was real with the people. Amen. Are you real with people that... Don't put on this show. They don't need religion. They need a relationship with Jesus Christ, and they need it to be real. I tell you, this name it, claim it, and this easy believism, this just repeat a prayer junk, it's killing our people. It's killing us. Amen. You see them, and through 3 or 4 weeks or a couple of months later, they're gone, and you never see them again. The ending is worse than the beginning. Because they don't really get it. And it takes time investing in lives. But they'll get it. Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? Are we real with people? Pastor, thank you.